Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Everybody goes on about climate change, and yes, we all care, or at least we pretend to care about climate change, but all of a sudden this week, maybe we're caring less because it has been announced, of course, that this is going to be a very difficult budget for the government, not only because of Brexit, but also because, of course, the Green Party are suggesting that we pay a huge amount of carbon tax. Pascal Donoghue himself told reporters that any changes to the carbon tax he introduces in October will be very different to the tax changes that he's made in the past. And even Micheál Martin himself has said a climate change dimension will be necessary in the 2020 budget, stating that there would be would need to be a carbon tax in the upcoming budget, and no such tax was brought in as part of last year's budget. So exactly what's going to happen, how much are we going to pay, and is it really going to make any difference whatsoever? Well, on the line is Fianna Fáil TD Timmy Dooley. Timmy, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Niall.
Look, I suppose everybody's a bit concerned about this budget. It almost seems a little bit like austerity. I'll come to a few minutes social welfare, because there's no suggestion of an increase in social welfare. On top of a carbon tax that we may get on fuels, last night we had a drone attack, which is probably going to put the price of a barrel of oil up by 10% anyway. So it's all very concerning. I mean, what has Micheál said to you about carbon tax?
What I think is recognised across society and across the political divide at the minute is that there's a necessity to address emissions of carbon into the atmosphere. It is impacting very significantly on our weather patterns. It's also impacting on the sustainability of the Earth to continue to provide food for a growing population right across the world. You know, different countries, Europe in particular, have entered into agreements at Paris in 2015, that has accepted...
With the exception of America, of course.
Well, sorry, they did. And Donald Trump has indicated that he's withdrawing from that. But still, it'll be 2022 before they'll even get around to their withdrawal. So some of that is optics.
But isn't the problem, Timmy, that people see, and I'm sorry to cut you off in the past there, but that people see that as individual citizens, we're probably not having too much of an impact. It's, I suppose, industry more so, and maybe they are the ones that should be paying the taxes and not, you know, me and you when we drive in and out of town.
Well, you see, I suppose if you break it down right across society, transport is a huge emitter, both domestic and commercial. The generation of electricity from coal and turf is a very significant emitter. The agricultural sector is a significant emitter. So everybody has
But that's
change.
The way we it's live, Timmy, isn't it? It's fair
I
to say.
I accept that.
You know, and when you look at the when you look at the carbon output of human beings, we're 0.4% of the total carbon output of the world's population of this planet is the people themselves, right?
Well, everybody has to change their behaviour in some way, and if it's done in a coordinated way and it's done over time, over a considerable period of time, we can save the Earth's atmosphere from this.
And is money the answer? I mean, is this money... So let's say, for example, we introduce a 7 euro tax. I mean, yes. Is that going to be ring-fenced? And how do we know, as people who are paying that tax, that it is going to be ring-fenced?
I suppose the critical piece is that there's no one silver bullet that's going to resolve this. So a carbon tax on its own will not resolve the problem. There's so many different behavioural changes which need to be made. And the idea of having a carbon tax that will grow over time is about giving certainty to people when they make their decisions. So if today, which carbon is priced at 20 euros a tonne, and that goes back to when Fianna Fáil and the Greens were in power, and nothing was done to increase it since. If it increases now, as we believe is necessary, to 80 euros a tonne by 2030, that's a 6 euro per tonne per year. On any 1 year, you don't feel the shock, but over time, it gives certainty to the fact that it's going up. So that allows people who are making decisions in the next year or two to move towards, for example, you know, the purchase of an electric car versus a diesel car. In terms of...
Would we not be better off subsidising, for example, heating transfer, you know, I mean, over to, you know, obviously hot air instead of using sort of coal, oil or water?
Yeah, and I mean,
or,
that's going to happen as well. It's not just... Like, there has been a lot made about the carbon tax as being the be-all and end-all. It's just one of many components of addressing the climate crisis that we're facing.
But we as a small country, and when we look at, for example, our population and what we live in, many of us live in houses that were built 60, 70 years ago. Many of those houses are going to cost quite a substantial amount of money to bring up to speed when it comes to it, obviously, storing heat, et cetera, et cetera, and being well insulated, et cetera. That's going to cost a substantial amount of money. The suggestion was, of course, during the year by the Green Party is that the citizens will have to pay the burden of that. We're going to have to take on the burden of, you know, obviously bringing our own houses up to speed.
I think over time that's what's going to happen, and people do. People make house improvements all the time. They build extensions, they redo kitchens, they sort of enhance the aesthetics of a home. And what we've got to encourage all people in society, now when you're working or doing projects on your home, it's not just about the physical enhancement of it from an aesthetics point of view, that we've got to look deeper into the emissions of carbon as a result of reducing the level of leakage of heat from the home.
Yeah, but if my house is rated at an E, and I'm living in an old corporation house from the 1950s or something like that, and I'm rated at an E, it's going to cost quite a substantial amount of money, no matter what sort of money I put into the house, to get it anywhere close to a B.
Absolutely, and over time, and that's why we've looked at this in a way that we've got to ensure that people who are, you know, not in a financial position to do it and are not able to pay the increase in cost of heating it as a result of an increase in the carbon tax, that we prevent against, you know, that term fuel poverty, so that there will have to be, through the social welfare code, I believe, and from Fianna Fáil perspective, we believe is the best way to address this, through an increase in the heat allowance. And that can come from the people who are paying the carbon tax, who can afford to pay it, and from industry that's paying it. So this can't be a situation where people who are already struggling will find it more difficult to heat their home or, to manage affairs. And that's why, you know, the utilisation of a carbon tax can be spread in a fair and inclusive way to assist those who wouldn't be able to.
Well, I know the Greens. The Greens have suggested the plan that everyone would get €180 a year via social welfare payment.
I don't support that at all.
No, how do we know they're going to spend it on the right?
I just think that, you know, the electorate are quite sophisticated. They're not going to. I believe, and I think research is showing this, that suggesting that you pay the carbon tax and we'll give it all back to you in a cheque at the end of the year. Doesn't make any sense. Well, not to me anyway. Maybe I'm missing something.
It just makes up for a good weekend in the pub, doesn't it, really? You know what I mean?
Perhaps that's where it goes, but or to others who will use it to purchase something that's badly needed. If we're trying to, and we are, trying to get away from the necessity to spend on carbon in the first instance, we've got to create a disincentive by over time showing that the price of the emissions of carbon is going to increase. So therefore, people can change their behaviour over time, invest small amounts over time to reduce their dependence on the emissions of carbon. And I think that's the progressive approach to dealing with this, rather than trying to sort of take with one hand and attempt to give it back with the other. I think that doesn't...
All right, okay, so a prediction, because this budget looks like it's going to be a tough one, not just because of the carbon tax, austerity as well is going to be in there as well, for Brexit. I mean, we're going to have to keep a bit of money aside because we don't know what's going to happen with Brexit. We still don't know, and here we are, whatever, only 40-something days away. Do you believe this is going to be a tough budget, I mean, generally speaking?
I don't. I don't think it needs to be. I think it needs to be managed carefully. I certainly think the idea of cutting taxes to well-off people in society would not go down well at a time when there are very many deficiencies in our public services. We still have a crisis in health. We need more spending. We need more beds. We need more nurses and doctors. We need that in the community too. We need a considerably enhanced package to address the housing crisis, because whilst we do see moderation in house prices throughout the country, there's still over 10,000 people, of which 6,000 of those are children, in emergency accommodation. So we're as a society, as a country, if we have any sense of fairness and balance, we're not in a position to start cutting taxes for people who are working. Much and all, as you'd like to do that, and recognising that there are people who are paying very high taxation, would like to have more of their own money to spend as they wish. the capacity is not there, in my view.
Okay, he's also
said, particularly as you face into Brexit.
Okay, there's also a suggestion as well that there'll be no increase, which there always is every year, an annual increase in obviously pensions or welfare payments. The €5 general, which is the general increase every single year, has been ruled out as part of the budget.
There is a relatively small increase in the cost of living, and I think we've got to take that into account for people.
But do you agree? Do you agree with this? The fact that it's not now, I know Willie O'Dea was on this morning on the radio suggesting this is outrageous, that you know the pensioners depend on this little bit of extra money every year, this little bit of an increase. But he also mentioned as well that, of course, people who are working will see an increase. I don't know where we got that from, because most people who are working are not getting increases at the moment, not certainly yet, unless maybe you're in the public sector. So do you believe that this €5 should be done away with this year just because of the year that's in it?
No, I don't think so, because I think particularly for pensioners and people on social welfare, when you look at what they take home every week and have to manage all the bills, it's very, very little. Now, I know there are people who are out working really hard and are paying high taxes, and it's difficult to make ends meet week after week. But when you look at the minimum amount of money that people are getting as pensioners and as people on social welfare, it doesn't allow them to have any extras at all. So I think we should progressively be trying to increase the base income of, you know, the poorest and the least well-off in society. And I think that, too, needs to reflect the kind of vision we have for this country. So, no, I certainly think justification is there. Because don't forget, this is a promise that was made by Fine Gael and the Independents in their programme for government. What Willie O'Dea and Fianna Fáil have been doing is ensuring that they stay true.
But in fairness, Timmy, there's been a lot of promises made by Fine Gael. And Fine Gael, I mean, during Enda Kenny's time, promised by this year we would have no USC, that it would be slowly reduced over time. That never happened either. So, I mean, the workers are struggling too.
That was crazy. And I'm taken to some extent by the effort of Fine Gael headquarters to shore up support for their party in advance of the forthcoming general election, suggesting that Fianna Fáil have been reckless in terms of some of the spending measures that we have talked about. It was Fine Gael who, right from the get-go, indicated that you could abolish the USC.
That's by a half percent, wasn't it? A half percent a year or something like that?
It was going to be abolished in its totality, which, as you know, would take about €4 billion of increased revenues from some other quarter, which, quite frankly, is not there. I think there needs to be a consolidation of PRSI, USC, and income tax, so that people get to see in a very clear way what it is they're paying, and over time try to reduce that burden on those for whom it would make a very significant difference. That's not going to happen this time, because there's still very, very, very considerable demand for services in our society that have fallen behind during the recession. Investment in key services that unfortunately didn't happen. You know, our road network has fallen well behind the kind of care and maintenance that it needs. Nobody's talking about that, but yet you head into parts of just the city of Dublin, city of Cork, Galway, and out through the rural areas, you can see the very significant...
Absolutely. Some of the holes on the road, you wouldn't have wheels left. Well, listen, I got to thank you very much indeed. Fianna Fáil, TD, Timmy Dooley, thanks for coming on the air today. Appreciate it. All right, so a lot of people, by the way, concerned about the fact that there may not be an increase in social welfare payments, according to Timmy Dooley there. He believes that's unnecessary not to give that €5 increase, that pensioners and people on welfare depend on that few quid.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.